Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. Happy Wednesday. I hope you had a tremendous day. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Our producer, Ryan Botcher, he's holding things down in New York City. We've had a busy show. Thank you to WNBA star, all-star, rookie of the year, three-time all-star. Thank you to Aaliyah Boston for coming through and joining us, talking about the WNBA and her career and the fact that she's helping out others. She's passing it on to future female athletes. Okay, thank you to Aaliyah Boston. You missed that conversation, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Of course, we talked about some of the injuries in the NFL. Looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to give it a go against the Bears. We might have Jackson Dart back on Sunday for the New York Giants against the Lions. Joe Burrow might even make a return for the Cincinnati Bengals, okay? We know he's been dealing with that foot injury, and Joe Flacco is dealing with a shoulder issue, and so Joe Burrow might actually get the call. We won't see C.J. Stroud tomorrow against the Buffalo Bills. He's still dealing with that concussion. Concussion protocol is holding down C.J. Stroud. And Michael Penix Jr., well, Michael Penix Jr. is out for the year. He needs his ACL reconstructed again. Not good for Michael Penix Jr. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We saw LeBron James make history last night. 23rd season, the only NBA player to play 23 seasons. And then Shedeur Sanders, he's not LeBron James. He's making his first career start this Sunday against the Raiders. So we've had a busy show. And then, of course, we gave you a top six list, taking a look at some of the biggest, dumbest, stupidest sports injuries that we've ever seen. Okay, and of course, I had Plaxico Burress shooting himself at number one on the list. You can't top that. If you can top that, I'll give you credit, but you can't. Got guys shooting themselves, man. What are we doing out here? Anyway, if you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I know we have some more callers who've they have some injuries, some dumb sports injuries that come to their mind, so I'll certainly get to the phone lines. And so we have so much more to do. Okay, I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So let's get to more of your calls. Let's hear from some of the individuals who I mentioned, guys who are hurt or have been hurt or might be coming back. And speaking of coming back, we'll also hear from Steve Sarkisian, who says, "I'm not leaving Texas." So we got a lot to do here in this final hour of the show. Let's hit the phone lines, 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Hawaii and talk to Eric. Eric, you on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, aloha, JR. I got one back when the Washington Redskins quarterback Gus Frerotte scored a touchdown and celebrated by banging his head into a concrete wall and sprained his neck and had to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Well, we just mentioned that one, Eric. Yeah. So we got that one in there. Thank you. Is there anything else that comes to your mind, or is it just Gus?
Oh, it's just Gus today. That's all I got. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Eric, for calling from Hawaii. 888-710-4ISN. Lee's calling from Cincinnati. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, JR, and you might appreciate this. The one guy that I have to talk about is Ron Gant, and that's a name that nobody seems to remember. But what I do remember is he signed a big multimillion-dollar contract. All he had to do was stay off of a motorbike, because he said if he had any kind of injury on the motorbike, the whole entire contract was null and void. And what does he go out and do? He breaks his leg riding a motorbike in the off season.
Yeah, yeah. He tried to fight him for that money. I remember that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you tell me, was that just stupidity, or was that stupidity? Total. That man had the ability to be in the Hall of Fame, but he just thought he could take a chance against fate, and he lost.
His career wasn't the same. I forgot where he went after. I think he was somewhere in the Midwest.
Cincinnati.
Yes, after
went
the
to
Braves.
Cincinnati, yep.
He missed that year and went to the Reds, yeah. Yeah, now that's stupid, but I mean, blowing off your hand, I think, might be dumber.
Well, no, I didn't say it was as bad as Plaxico Burress, but it is up in the top 10, definitely. A guy who he just totally threw away millions, and like I said, possibly a Hall of Fame career because he had that ability.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
No doubt about it. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, just boiling things down to a top 6 dumbest sports injuries. Even thinking about 10 is crazy. Like, there's so many that I just know off the top of my head. Glenn Allen Hill, former masher in Major League Baseball, Blue Jays, and he's bounced around. This man apparently had a nightmare and woke up and crashed through a glass table, okay? And he cut himself. He was hurt. And they asked him what happened. He had a nightmare about spiders. Come on now. Yeah, Jeff Kent, he broke his, what did he break his wrist? He said he was washing his motorcycle. We think that's crap. We had Trevor Bauer, who's not in baseball right now. I don't even know if he's in Japan or Korea. I don't know where he's at right now. All those sexual assault allegations have kept him out of the major leagues. Trevor Bauer cut his hand fixing a drone. Got guys slicing their hands, cutting apples and taking out the trash. I think it was John Wall who already had a torn Achilles, and this is a dumb sports injury, just an unfortunate one. I think he re-tore his Achilles in his house just walking down the steps. It's just, it's bad. You know, I'm not making light of injuries, but that's why I wanted to talk about some of the dumbest ones. Because everything that I mentioned here on this list, these things were preventable. These weren't freak accidents. Charles Barkley rubbing lotion in his eye, burning his corneas. Bill Gramatica celebrating a first quarter field goal as a rookie. Like, that's not preventable. Joel Zumaya, this man was throwing 104 miles per hour, and he overworked his arm, not pitching, but playing a video game, Guitar Hero. Antonio Brown freezing his feet in a cryotherapy chamber. Jason Pierre-Paul blowing off his hand. And Plaxico Burress shooting himself. He shot himself. He didn't even shoot somebody else. This man shot himself and put himself in prison for 2 years because he had an unregistered weapon. Botcher, come on. He shot himself and had to go to prison.
And it wasn't even like he dropped a drink, it seems that, and it just accidentally fell down and dischambered. So that's like you spilt something on yourself or around you. You were shot in the foot, bleeding out, and it seemed that nobody was in a rush to kind of help you immediately because they didn't want to be involved. And then you go to prison. It's just,
everything. He shot himself in the thigh, which is horrific. Oh, ouch! Oh, he got himself in the thigh, and he did get help. This is I always remember this. Antonio Pierce got in trouble as well, okay? Because Antonio Pierce was the guy trying to help him, but he was the guy out there also trying to help him cover it up. And so here you have two New York Giants superstars. These guys, just months ago, they're on cloud nine. They just helped the Giants win a Super Bowl. They own the city. I remember watching them on the parade, and they were the toast of the town. And I guess they were feeling themselves too much. So, yeah, Plaxico Burress got in trouble for shooting himself. He went to prison. And Antonio Pierce, well, yeah, he got in trouble too. He caught some heat for helping him cover it up. He took him to the hospital. It was it's not good. That was bad. Hey, Botcha, never shoot yourself, okay?
That's not the goal. Never the goal.
Okay. Yeah, don't shoot yourself. That's bad. It can lead to an injury. Ask Plaxico. It's tough. It really is. It's tough. And shout outs to everybody out there. You know, I get emails. There are people who listen all over the country and in different circumstances. Shout outs to everybody out there holding it down. And if you're holding it down, you know exactly what the hell I mean. I appreciate you for listening. I'm here too, okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's talk about injuries that you know, aren't some of the dumbest sports injuries ever. We talked about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers might very well be in action against the Chicago Bears this upcoming weekend. We know that he broke his wrist in that game against the Cincinnati Bengals, and it's his non-throwing wrist. It's a small fracture. And so today, Aaron Rodgers spoke to the media, and he was asked, well, what's going to be the determining factor if you go out there and play for the Steelers? And Aaron Rodgers said, it's just a matter of how I can manage the pain and stay healthy. Listen to what Aaron Rodgers said about playing against the Bears.
No, it'd be a safety thing.
Did it aggravate anything, or is this like a brand whole new injury?
Brand new.
What has to happen for you to play on Sunday?
Got to get the okay and got to feel like I can protect myself.
You got to see if he can go out there and just protect himself. And so Aaron Rodgers at almost 42 years old, I think he's going to play. Come on. It's going to be the Chicago Bears. It's his non-throwing hand or wrist. They'll probably give him medicine if Aaron Rodgers wants to take the pain medicine. I think he'll be out there. Speaking of being out there for anything, how about this? It looks like we might have Joe Burrow back sooner than later. I mean, there were rumors a few weeks ago that Joe Burrow might make his return from that foot injury on Thursday on Thanksgiving against the Ravens. Well, Joe Flacco is dealing with a shoulder issue. Okay, we got Joe Burrow who started practicing. And so we might see Joe Burrow as soon as this Sunday against the New England Patriots. I mean, the Bengals have a record of 3-7. If you ain't going to put Joe Burrow out there now, you might as well just call the season a wrap. Because New England will probably beat him. And so, look, if you're Zach Taylor, the head coach, you might as well sit down Joe Flacco and his bum shoulder and see if you can get a win or two with Joe Flacco against New England and Baltimore. It's a tough one. Keep in mind, on Sunday against New England, there will be no Jamar Chase because he will be serving his suspension because he decided to spit on Jalen Ramsey. Yeah, I don't know. Just put Joe Burrow out there if you want to save your season. It's a long shot, but you might as well try. Zach Taylor was asked a very specific question. Is Flacco going to start? Listen to this.
We'll keep working through it, you know, and see how we go through the week.
Is there a scenario that Joe Burrow
hasn't practiced 11-on-11 yet? So like I said the other day, until we get through some practices, there's no reason for me to even speculate on that.
Yeah, well, if Joe Flacco ain't playing, who do you think going to play? It's going to be Joe Burrow. Ain't going to be no other quarterback, so we'll see what happens in that regard. Also, another quarterback who we'll definitely see on Sunday, Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur Sanders is officially going to start his first career NFL game against the Raiders. We saw him come on in relief of Dylan Gabriel this past Sunday, and that didn't work out against those Ravens. He only had 47 yards passing, an interception, and it just didn't look good. He looked like a rookie. Okay, Shedeur Sanders, he basically said, you know what, am I going to have this job? I'm not so sure. But you know what, a good performance, it could make me the starter the rest of the way. Listen to the question. Listen to his answer.
I don't think too much into that. You know, like I think in the moment, present today, you know, I go over the game plan and make sure I execute that. When you start moving too fast in life, sometimes, you know, you miss the small details of things. So I never want to overlook anything.
Okay, well, let's see what he can do. I think Max Crosby will be out there trying to whoop his ass. Well, He's probably going to beat him up. We'll see. Someone who you will not see, this is unfortunate, the rest of the season, is Michael Penix Jr. We saw him go down, and I mentioned his ACL injury. I don't care if it's a partial reconstruction or reconstruction. They got to cut this guy's knee open again. Okay? He has had two ACL tears already, and this is now the third time that he needs any type of reconstruction. Doesn't look good for the Falcons. But, hey, Raheem Morris, he says, we trust that Michael Penix is going to come back strong. Yeah, tell me anything.
The one thing we say about Michael is we know what it's like to be battle-tested, and he's shown us that before. And, you know, the last injury he had was 21, I believe it was shoulder. I think he had the last knee was in 20. And he's done up a comeback stronger every single opportunity he's been given. And when, you know, I think his famous line was, you know, check his EKG, and it's no different now. Like, the guy's going to come back stronger for us. You know, this organization believes in him. His coaches believe in him. His guys believe in him, and he's going to come back strong for us. So.
Man, ain't nobody out here RoboCop. As far as I know, I mean, you could take body parts off and put them together and reconstruct them, and they don't necessarily come back better. I don't give a damn. He's 26 years old, 26, 25, 23, 30, 40. Ain't nobody the same. I'm like, what are they going to do? Reconstruct his ACL every 2 years and he's just going to be better? I think not. I'm not feeling it. I feel bad. I feel bad for Falcons fans. And not because they got to watch Kirk Cousins try to throw a football. I mean, not because their wide receiver, their top wide receiver, superstar Drake London, is also hurt. It's just a bad situation. It looked like it was going to be bad. You gave Kirk Cousins all this money. You decided to draft Michael Penix Jr. Shout outs to everybody listening in Washington State. It just wasn't a good investment going for these two QBs. It was too risky. And now it seems like they're paying the price. Speaking of football, even more immediately, tomorrow night, Thursday night football, don't get excited. We got the Buffalo Bills and the Texans. C.J. Stroud is still in concussion protocol. We're going to see Davis Mills. Who the hell is excited about that? And D'Amico Ryans tried to make it sound exciting. If you want to hear a head coach lie about how confident he is in a quarterback, listen to this.
Yeah, really, during our spring practices, I mean, Davis took the bulk of the reps. CJ was out, you know, with a shoulder injury during OTA. So Davis had a bulk of our reps in the spring. You know, he's got a ton of reps in training camp, and he's banked reps now over the past, you know, three games. So he's done a good job with what we're asking him to do. And, you know, just expecting him to keep going out and keep getting better. And that's what just has him to just operate the offense efficiently, do what he's capable of doing, and it's worked for us. So we just ask him, just like every other player, man, you just do your best. That's all we ask for every guy. Do your best, and everybody doing their best will put us in position to win the game.
Man, you got to love a coach who just lies. I mean, I sound like a jerk. I mean, that's what coaches do. They don't tell the truth. They don't give you all the information. They don't give you all the data. They just say stuff. And there's different motives and different reasons. Sometimes they have to instill confidence in their second string, third string quarterback. Sometimes they want to protect injuries and protect themselves. Coaches just say whatever. Tomorrow could be a trap game for the Buffalo Bills, but I expect the Buffalo Bills to take care of the Texans. Do I think Mr. Josh Allen is going to have another 6 touchdowns? I think not. But don't be surprised if somehow, some way, the Texans hang in there. Maybe I'm being too tough on Davis Mills. Man, I remember getting to Houston 1 year, and Davis Mills was on the TV throwing around the ball, and I go, why am I watching this? Anyway, I love Houston. Hey, I gave you a Thursday Night Football preview. It was sponsored by Square. More than 4 million neighborhood businesses run on Square. To learn more, just go to square.com or just stop by your favorite local business. See you in the neighborhood, Square. And these coaches just say whatever. You know what? We're going to take a break. Speaking of people saying whatever, I'm going to tell you about a coach. I guess he had some pointed words. It's Steve Sarkisian. He says he ain't leaving Texas. Are those words that you want to believe? In a lot of cases, words can get you in trouble. We're going to hear from Michael Porter Jr. Yeah, the Brooklyn Nets guy who just got sent from the Denver Nuggets to Brooklyn. He said some wild things over the past several months since becoming a Brooklyn Net. Apparently, the Brooklyn Nets told him, shut the hell up. Stop with the podcast. We'll hear from both Coach Steve Sarkisian and, well, a reckless NBA player on the other side of the break. We got more to do. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler as well. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh my goodness, you're talking about the freaks coming out at night? Oh my goodness. Shout outs to Houdini. I love the freaks at night. I love them. I love all the freaks who are out at night and in the daytime, too. I love all the freaks. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We just heard one NFL head coach, D'Amico Ryans, you know, tell lies about, you know, thinking about who the hell, Davis Mills. I had to go, had a brain lock. I'm so disinterested in watching him play. He told a whole lie about Davis Mills going out there. And against the Buffalo Bills on Thursday Night Football. Even Amazon is rolling their eyes. They're going, who? What? We got to watch Davis Mills versus Josh Allen? Okay, at least we get Josh Allen. Let's see if it'll be a competitive matchup. But speaking of coaches, let's hear from another coach. Steve Sarkisian. He's been in the news recently. He's telling everybody that Texas is not a disappointment. And now he's putting to bed rumors that he might be leaving Texas to coach the Tennessee Titans. A matter of fact, let's listen to Steve Sarkisian. He's telling everybody that'll listen. He's like, listen, people, this is my home. I am not leaving Texas.
I came here to win championships. I've got two kids enrolled at the University of Texas, one in law school, one on our team. I've got a third that hopefully decides to enroll at the University of Texas next fall. And my wife and I just had our son here in Austin. This is our home. We came here to win championships. We've built a damn good football program over the 5 years that we've been here. We've been to two college football playoffs. We won a Big 12 championship. We went to the SEC championship game in year one. We've had 23 players drafted the last 2 years, which is more than any other school in the country. And our team GPA is at an all-time high. So can we please stop putting things out there that you have absolutely zero evidence on? And then can we please stop retweeting, putting it back out there as if it's true, as if it's the gospel? It is not true. If you have a question about my future, call me or call Chris Del Conte, our athletic director, and we can set the record straight for you.
Oh, wow. All right. I mean, do I think he's going to, I don't, you know, I know a lot of people think that he may just up and leave and go coach the Tennessee Titans. I think there's more stability for him at Texas. Like, if he goes to the NFL, there's a good chance he gets chewed up and spat out just like everybody else. I mean, he could continue to be the king of the hill at Texas unless the Longhorns don't want him. I think that might be the thing that moves him out. But if he has his way, I think he certainly wants to stick around. Now, have things been disappointing? I think so. I think there was a higher expectation for this team with Arch Manning this year. There was a lot of hype. There was Heisman hype. And regardless of what Steve Sarkisian believes, perception is reality. You know, there were bigger expectations for Texas this season. I mean, what we saw this past weekend against the Bulldogs, a lot of people are just going, oh, we can't hang with Georgia. And we knew it was going to be a transition period with them moving into the SEC. Let's see how things roll. I think he's going to stick around for another year, but I think the pressure is on. And if he feels that he's going to get the boot, then I think he most certainly will entertain possibilities elsewhere. That might be possible. 888-710-4ISN. Lionel is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lionel?
What's up, JR?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm one of those freaks that come out at night because I'm on the road on the daily out here listening to you. I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener, but I got number one for your list.
Wait. The dumbest sports injuries of all time? You have one that's better than Plaxico Burress shooting himself?
Yeah. All due respect to his family, Lord, let his soul rest in peace. Lenny Byers. First round draft pick.
He killed himself. Oh, Lionel, we can't put
it. He killed himself.
He died in celebration. Lionel, I understand, Lionel, but we're talking about injuries, not accidents and deaths, okay? Well, he had an overdose. He overdosed.
He was celebrating being pick number one.
Yeah, but it's not an injury. It's not an injury.
I took it too far, I guess, right?
You did. It's okay. I still like you, but you did. You did.
All right. I'm down with you, man. I'm here every night listening to you. Keep doing your thing, man.
I appreciate. Hey, you in North Carolina? If you find a freak that I might like, send him here, okay?
We'll do that.
Okay. Thank you, Lionel, for calling from North Carolina. Here I am. I'll get myself in trouble tomorrow. My apologies in ahead of time. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And speaking of people saying wild things that get them in trouble, what the heck is going on with Michael Porter Jr.? He's playing for the Brooklyn Nets, a bunch of losers. He doesn't have to play with Jokic anymore. So now he can take all the stupid shots that he wants. I mean, over the past several games, he's dropping like 27 a game. Michael Porter Jr., coming out of college, people were concerned about his back. He was supposed to be one of the best players in the league. And now he's just putting up numbers on a terrible team. He's been doing a lot of podcasts since he got traded for Cam Johnson from the Denver Nuggets to the Brooklyn Nets. Michael Porter Jr. is more known for saying wild things than actually winning. It's kind of nuts. And if you're him, you got a big contract. I think he's getting paid $80 million over the next couple of years. He's already won a championship. He's living the life. What else is there for him to do but make money and have fun? And so he's been on these podcasts, and he's just been saying wild things. He's talking about relationships and women and players sleeping with other people's partners. And he's like, I can't do it. And he's just saying wild, wild things. And so he was sitting down on a podcast with Lonzo Ball, of all people. Why they let Lonzo Ball sit down and do a podcast, I have no idea. Ibaka, his brother, was there too? Even crazier, LaMelo was there too?
No, LiAngelo. It's Ball in the family.
Oh, my goodness. The rapper?
Yeah, the rapper. The one-time all-star game performer.
Yeah, he stole the sunglasses in China, right?
Yep, and then ruined his college career because of that.
Yeah. Okay, so Michael Porter Jr. sat down with them. And they were having a conversation about women in sports in the WNBA. Michael Porter Jr., an NBA player, decided to open up his mouth about playing against women in the W. Oh, my God. Bacha, let's take a listen to this, but I may cut it off out of pure ignorance, okay?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Let's listen.
No. You know what's crazy? Pat Beverly said that WNBA team could beat the bench players of an NBA team.
That's crazy.
I'm going to give you the most honest right now answer. And I know he feels the same way. I don't know if he said this or not, but I'm going to speak my piece. And I mean this as respectfully as possible. But ninth grade Lonzo Ball in the WNBA
It's going crazy.
All right. So I would say after ninth grade, no. But before that, because look, in ninth grade, I'm over 6 feet and I'm dunking. Like, I'm coming through the, like, no girl in the WNBA is doing that. I'm going back door, throw it up. Like, I'm looking like Jordan out there. So I'm going to just say, and I mean this so respectfully.
So great senior.
Middle school down, I give it to the WNBA.
I'm going to go probably eighth grade. Because look, bro, I have real experience doing this because I played, my sisters went to University of Missouri and I was still a young dude. And they had me playing like on the scout team. And they had a few WNBA players on the team, like Sophie Cunningham and a couple others. And I think I was like in the seventh or eighth grade going dumb. I'm talking about like, so I have real life experience.
It's
like,
not, it's physically
just,
fair, bro.
It's just a difference, man. And I wish this would stop being a conversation because it should be common sense. But like, it's just not, you know what I mean? But I did get in trouble, you know, even talking about this. But I appreciate, you know, common sense. I feel like sometimes that's lost.
Oh, boy. All right. I mean, we had Aaliyah Boston on here in the last hour talking about the empowerment of female athletes. And then we still got these knuckleheads out here that they're sitting around. Now, this is why everybody doesn't need a microphone. Okay, like anybody is prone to go ahead and you talk enough. I think I'm an example. You know, shoot, I've been talking for 15 plus years. I've been in trouble once. And it's just like, damn, you just got people just all loosey-goosey with uninformed opinions and just saying wild stuff. And so Michael Porter Jr., he even said that the Brooklyn Nets told him, just bro, just pipe down a little bit on what you're talking about, please. And then he continued to say that. Listen to what he shared on his podcast as well. And he's still saying stupid stuff.
To be on the internet for anything else other than basketball, I feel like that's a summertime thing. But nah, definitely. Even like the organization, like we've just had conversations, you know, that they would appreciate if I stayed clear of certain topics. You know what I mean? That's why the WNBA thing, like that's just a topic that kind of is so sensitive nowadays, you know, just... So I try to be just aware of that. But, I, you know, for y'all, I'll pull up or, like, mellow. But for the most part, I'm chilling. I'm not trying to say nothing crazy no more.
Yeah, and then he continued to compare himself to WNBA players and let us know, you know, how apparent it is that a man could go ahead and beat a woman in basketball. Well, oh, thank you, Michael Porter Jr. He plays in Brooklyn. Marco Belletti, when is somebody going to pull up to the game and yell at him that he needs to shut up?
They play games in Brooklyn?
Oh, ouch. Ouch. Nobody cares, huh?
Tree falling in the woods, man.
Ooh, ouch. He's scoring 27 points a game.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm not getting on poor. I'm seriously, could you be more irrelevant than the Nets?
Ooh. In the whole NBA?
The fact
Clippers?
That you're...
No.
Wizards.
Ouch.
No. Because at least in Washington, you're the only team.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, the Nets are bad, but there's another team.
Yeah.
You have to be the Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, supposed to be, the James, to actually even be relevant. And even then, it was kind of like, meh. And that was gone in 2 seconds. It's like they don't even exist.
Wow. They're not the most irrelevant sports team in North American sports now, are they?
Blue Jackets, hockey.
Yeah, Bill Simmons just said that. Columbus, yeah, right.
They got a
Buffalo Sabres. The Blue Jackets have to share the stage with Ohio State. I mean, they're the big team in town.
Yeah, I think but it's different sports.
Yeah, but Columbus. Yeah, but now Boccia was saying what Bill Simmons said. He said the Columbus Blue Jackets are the most irrelevant professional sports franchise in North America.
It's just the least popular of the four, basketball, baseball, football, and hockey, and they're probably the most irrelevant. That's just what it comes down to.
It's Ohio State all the time. Who cares about the Blue Jackets?
Yeah, I'd have to do a deeper dive into this. But
and then I've been to Columbus, and then they got the soccer team out there, too.
I get it. I feel like when it's a different sport, though, it's a little different. As much as you're non-existent, if you will, when you're non-existent and there's another team that plays your sport in your town, I mean, that just makes it where are you here? that makes you not even there.
Yeah.
At least if they're mentioning hockey in Columbus, they talk about you. When you mention basketball in New York, they talk about the Knicks.
Do you think, I mean, the Brooklyn Nets have moved around so much over the years. Okay, we've seen them go from Long Island to New Jersey, back to the island here in Brooklyn. We've seen them move around.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think one day Josiah just says, I don't want this crap, and somebody moves the Brooklyn Nets to, let's say, Vegas?
I mean, it's possible.
I mean, all the development and all the hubbub that they made years ago about developing Brooklyn. There's a skyscraper in Brooklyn, that whole area. They've gotten rid of the malls. And it'd be a disaster if there was no anchor tenant, which the Nets are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Nice concert venue. It'd certainly be booked, I think. Wouldn't it be crazy, though, if they moved to Vegas?
Look, I mean, it's not out of the realm because, obviously, look, Vegas is going to get a team at some point. We all know that. Whatever way it's going to wind up happening, you would think that there's so much going on in New York City that it still can have another team. But the Nets need to do their part because you can't constantly be in a rebuild minus, I mean, look, when they owned everything, the whole world, it felt like, when they signed Kyrie and KD in the same offseason. It was wild that the Nets, out of all teams, how the hell do you go to the Nets? And then it fell apart in 2 seconds. And they've been now in another rebuild. It's hard. It's hard to be able to be to justify your existence if you're playing like you're the Hornets. You can't be like that.
Here's the thing. It just takes one star to change their fortunes. That's it.
Yeah.
Just one.
Which is why I hesitate for the idea of maybe moving them, simply because they are one superstar away from still being part of things, because you are in New York. You're in Brooklyn. So if you got a superstar, you can still become. Look, New York, as much as you could say, like, oh, it's a smart sports, you're front runners. New York is a front running town. You know that. I know that. We all know that. They want winners. They don't want to hear about anything else. You get a superstar, you start winning, that place will be packed, and it'll be the cool place to go.
Okay. Let's see. All 12 Brooklyn Net fans are holding out hope.
12.
All of them, and then Josiah, the owner of the team. Hey, good luck to the Brooklyn Nets. Hey, Botcher, you got to call your 11 friends. Start looking for that star, okay?
Yeah. The hope is to be the worst team in the league and get a top 5 pick.
Okay. Good luck. It'd be nice to develop one. We'll see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to come back to the other side, talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, you heard his voice. It's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Marco Belletti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the end of the show. It's November 19th. That means it's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back, 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 back.
Back
in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything and it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
November 19th, 1978, it was the miracle at the Meadowlands, okay? We had the Philadelphia Eagles come back to beat the New York Giants. All the Giants had to do was go out there and take a knee to end the game. Joe Pisarek, he didn't take a knee. He tried to give the ball to Larry Zonka. Herman Edwards picked the ball up, and he said, here, touchdown. Listen to this, courtesy of the NFL.
And the Eagles out of timeouts. As the clock winds out on the Philadelphia Eagles, a game they thought would project them into a possible wild card position that they won.
Under 30 seconds left of the game. Pisarek can just fall on the football and there is nothing the Eagles can do. And Pisarek fumbles the football. It's picked up by Herman Edwards. 15, 10, 5, touchdown Eagles. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
November 19th, 1992, Dennis Eckersley, okay, he became the MVP, 51 saves and 54 chances. He became the ninth player to win Cy Young and MVP in the same year. Listen to Dennis Eckersley tell you about the good, bad, and ugly.
You know, the weird thing is it's sad. I should be, you know, sometimes you just remember the bad ones. Isn't that crazy?
I've heard Jack Nicklaus talk about that. He won 18 majors, yeah. But he only remembers losing.
Yes.
Majors. Like, what?
I can't help it. You know, a lot of big, you know, obviously the Gibson thing, and I did the Alomar. It was like, it was tough. You know, I wish it could have been, hey, come on, be grateful. I mean, I was lucky to be on, lucky to win a World Series.
Yeah.
They almost canceled it.
Yeah.
Right? You know, 24 years I played, got one world championship. Shut up, you got one.
Yeah.
You know? Because a lot of people don't.
A lot of guys don't even play in it.
But, you know, you don't sit around basking in your, you know, glory of when you played.
Man, time flies. November 19th, 2004. Oh, my goodness, I remember this. It was a Friday night. It was the Malice in the Palace. Don't accidentally or purposefully throw a drink on Ron Artest because you might get punched out by accident by him, Steven Jackson, and Jermaine O'Neal. Listen to Steven Jackson. It wasn't nothing funny about this. They lost money. They lost careers. They lost a lot. Listen to Steven Jackson tell a story about this on All the Smoke.
We in the locker room, right? So, you know, now you know how Jamal is.
Yeah.
He laughs at everything. I don't care if you shot and we on the way to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
soon
yeah,
as he
yeah.
find out you all right, he crying laughing.
Oh,
I'm talking about, so he come in the locker room, he crying laughing. And it's always like this, JT, me, Ron. That's how our lockers are always are. He sit down, he's like, yo, I didn't know we had this many real on the team. My bad.
Jamal
so,
Tinsley says
no,
it?
No, this is what he telling
Ron
me,
says
right?
It. Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
That's the Jamal. I'm talking about loud, bro. We just got in the brawl, he crying laughing. So he come, then Ron sit back, yeah. He's like,
Jamal.
Then Ron sit back, he's like, Jack, you think we gonna get in trouble? I say, bro, trouble? But we might not have a job. He's like, yeah, you right, son.
Yeah, yeah, they were all right. I mean, it basically also cost Reggie Miller a shot at another championship. It just didn't go well. But at least they were able to turn their careers around. Ron Artest ultimately won a championship with the Lakers. But that Malice in the Palace, man, it changed the course of the NBA. A lot of rehab after that one. November 19th, Jared Goff, he threw a 40-yard touchdown pass to Gerald Everett. And the Rams, they beat the Kansas City Chiefs 54-51. Okay, Patrick Mahomes, 478 yards, 6 touchdown passes, 3rd highest scoring game ever. Listen to this.
Mahomes ready. He's got the snap. Rams bring 4. He's well protected. Nowhere to go with the football. He escaped pressure to his right. Now launches from the 20. Downfield. Intercepted again at the 28-yard line. LaMarcus Joyner on a night that LA will never forget. The Rams have defeated the Kansas City Chiefs 54-51.
Yeah, man, that's too many points for me. November 19th, speaking of points, oh my goodness. Okay, what else is new? 2019 LeBron, 25-11-10. The Lakers beat the Thunder 112-107. LeBron became the first player in NBA history to have a triple-double against every team imaginable. Listen to LeBron kissing his teammates' backside.
I've had some great teammates and great, you know, coaches that put me in position to be able to facilitate. And hopefully, you know, throughout all those triple-doubles, I hope I got a winning record in those games, because that's what's most important.
I mean, we started the show about LeBron. That was in 2019. Here we are in 20. What year is this? 2025. LeBron James just started his 23rd season. There you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history. Thank you to WNBA superstar Aaliyah Boston for coming through to join us. If you missed that conversation, if you've missed anything in the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Okay, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network is done. I will be back with you on Monday. I got some things that I need to handle on the personal side. Please be well, be safe, be smooth, be cool, be all of the amazing things. Thank you so much to our producer, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to Kevin for coming through, helping to hold things down. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler, he's coming up next. Okay, you can find me online everywhere. I exist. I am at JR Sport Brief. Until Monday. Please be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool, be all the amazing things. Thank you, Botcher.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.